Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hearing the voice of the Gentiles. The word of God goes to law. He comes to God and says, I come to thee. That is in John 17:11. The word of God says to God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, I come to thee. Cause. The matter over which the word of God goes to law. The cause of action. A. Jeremiah 13:10. This evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them. This evil people who refuse to comply with the words of God. This evil people have a name. They are the Gentiles. B. Psalm 107:11. Reason, cause they, the Gentiles, rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Psalm 78:10, which is C. The reason, they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. Gentiles kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law. Three statements on the cause for which the word of God goes to law. He goes to God. Now the Gentiles are bound to a covenant. They have said these things. Joshua 24:15. The Gentiles have said, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:18. The Gentiles again say, we will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Joshua 24:21, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:24, the Gentiles say in covenant, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Now, we all know at this time, we should know that the Lord has a name, and that the name of this Lord, of which the Bible speaks, the AZBs, God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Bible's God. Joshua 24:24 again, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. Jeremiah 42:3, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do, the Gentiles have said. In Jeremiah 42:6, the Gentiles have said, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, that it may be well with us. When we obey the voice of the Lord our God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. Jeremiah 42:20-21. According to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare us, and we will do it. Joshua 1:16, the Gentiles have said, all that thou commandest us, we will do. Those are words of the Gentiles, plain to see that the covenant is about a people, they are the Gentiles, and their God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles agreed in covenant to obey the law of the Lord. Definition of covenant as used here. A formal agreement to do some specified thing or things. So even the covenant has to do with the law of the Lord. The covenant is connected to the law of the Lord. They are not separate things. That is, the Gentiles' covenant and the law of the Lord are not separate things. They are connected things. The covenant obviously speaks of serving the Lord, obeying the voice of the Lord, and doing in accordance with all that the Lord their God shall say and at this time has said. Serving, obeying, and doing in accordance with the voice of the Lord. All about the voice of the Lord, which is the law of the Lord. Now listen, if you are obeying the voice of the Lord, then you are obeying the law of the Lord, and vice versa. So the covenant really is all about the law. To fulfill the terms of the covenant is to obey the words of the law of the Lord, and vice versa. The covenant and the law are so attached that they cannot be separated. In the book of the law of God, it is written, have respect to the covenant. That is the law. The law and the covenant, they cannot be separated. Well, what about the vow? The Gentiles made a vow to their God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. They vowed, saying, we will serve thee. The vow has to do with God. The vow is about serving God. The law of the Lord has to do with serving God. The Gentiles' vow to their God, Tommy L. Hart, is so attached to both the covenant and the law that they cannot be separated. To keep the vow is to keep the terms of the law. To keep the vow is to keep the terms of both the covenant and the law. To keep the covenant is to keep the terms of both the vow and the law. And to keep the law is to keep the terms of the covenant and the vow. The three are tied together. The law says, fulfill thy vows. Definition of vow as used here, a solemn promise made to God. Now, the last time I spoke concerning the people who know the law, I said the Gentiles know the law. They know the covenant. That I say now, and they know the vow. The law says to the Gentiles, keep the law, have respect to the covenant, and fulfill thy vows. Psalm 65, verse 1. Let me turn to it. Psalm 65, verse 1, says these words. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, and to thee shall the vow be performed. Clear the Gentiles' vow that it is to be performed to the Lord their God, the Gentiles' God, Tommy L. Hart. me, to thee shall the vow be performed. I have spoken on the law, the vow. I said the word of God has gone to law, and I showed cause of action. I will read the cause of action once more. Jeremiah 13:10, this evil people which refuse to hear, they refuse to comply with the words of God. This people which walk in the imagination of their heart and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, this evil people have a name. They are the Gentiles. B, because they, the Gentiles, rebel against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. They, the Gentiles, have not kept the covenant of their God, and they have refused to walk in his law. Which they said they would, when they said, we will serve the Lord. The word of God says to the Gentiles, Judges chapter 2, verse 2, ye have not obeyed my voice. And the word of God says to the Gentiles in Jeremiah 42, verses, that is Jeremiah 42, verse 21. Ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. And in Psalm 58, verse 2, the word says to the Gentiles, yes. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 6, the word says to the Gentiles, ye have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. That tradition has to do with Christianity. That tradition of the Gentiles teaching concerning Jesus, that tradition of going to church, that is the tradition spoken of in, or those things constitute the tradition spoken of here in Matthew chapter 15, verse 6. The Gentiles have made the commandment of God of none effect. They have made it of none effect by their tradition. The word of God speaks very clearly to the Gentiles. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 43, the word of God says to the Gentiles, I spake to you, and you would not hear. Let me turn to it. Deuteronomy 1, verse 43. I have it here. The word of God says to the Gentiles, so I spake to you, and ye would not hear, bailed against the commandment of the Lord. The Gentiles are hearing from their accuser. And in these statements, the word of God speaks to the Gentiles He shows them their sin. He shows them the crimes they have committed. The crime of obeying the voice of the Word of God. The crime of making the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Now, what is the commandment of God here? The commandment of God, the law. The law spoken by the Word of God and the law which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has spoken to the people. The law of the Lord. That is the commandment of God spoken of here in Matthew 15:6. The Gentiles know their crimes. They know their sins. Now the word says to the Gentiles in Job 33:32, if thou hast anything to say, answer me, speak. The Gentiles have opportunity to speak. These are words coming from the Gentiles, the voice of the Gentiles. One, Isaiah 59:12-13. I'll read it as it is in the AVB. I will read it without adding anything to it or taking anything away from it. The Gentiles say, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions us, and as for our iniquities, we, the Gentiles, alias white people, know them. We know our And as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. Sounds like a confession, doesn't it? 2, Isaiah 28:15. We have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. 3, Deuteronomy 1:41. We have sinned against the Lord. 4, Jeremiah 8:14. We have sinned against the Lord. Daniel 9:5. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. 6, Daniel 9:9. We have rebelled against thee. Daniel 9, verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us. 8. Daniel 9, verse 11. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us because we have sinned against him, the Lord, the word of God. 9, Daniel 9, verse 14. The Lord our God is righteous in all his works, which he doeth. For we obeyed not his voice. You have heard words coming from the Gentiles' voice. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 34 says this. The word again is speaking to the Gentiles. And the Lord heard the voice of your words. In the Gentiles' voice, the 9 statements of the Gentiles' voice here serve as evidence that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has indeed heard the voice of the Gentiles' words. Deuteronomy 1, verse 43, the word of God speaks to the Gentiles, saying, I spake to you, but ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord. Judges 2, chapter 2, the word of God has said to the Gentiles, ye have not obeyed my voice. And in Jeremiah 42, verse 21, that is, the word says to the people, the Gentiles, ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. The Gentiles, again, and I've spoken on this, are charged with not obeying the voice of the word of God. They are charged with not obeying the voice of the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. And other things, of course, which I have read to you and presented, I have presented to you on this program earlier. So, there we have it. The introduction of the voice of the Gentiles. Join me on Twitter, hashtag, Tommy L. Hart, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Hart is spelled H-A-R-T. Join me next time when the judgment continues. Yeah.